Hey, this is John Rothstein, the host of Inside College Basketball Now, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, reminding you that our show is going to ramp up over the next 2 months. That's because we're counting down to Selection Sunday and March Madness. We will be coming to you each and every week with multiple episodes featuring exclusive interviews with the biggest and best names in the sport. It's the all-you-can-eat buffet for college basketball junkies everywhere.
Follow and listen to Inside College Basketball Now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting everyone together to watch the game is fun until you realize you're running low on snacks right before halftime. That's why Shipt is there for you on game day. Whether going for that classic spread, chips and dip, or mixing in even a few healthier options, I can, and so can you, order all the favorites for same day delivery to keep the party going, especially now that March is here. And if that Shipt bowl is looking suddenly too empty, no stress, just place another order and it shows up the same day. Shipt makes last minute hosting so much easier. You can get snacks, party supplies, decorations, and more delivered from nearby stores. I'm talking grocery runs from places like Safeway or Albertsons, party decor from Michaels, or even a quick Target order. All while you're getting ready for guests with Shipt, you can order same day delivery on groceries, gifts, and so much more. And shoppers are known for incredible attention to detail and care. Plus, with an annual Shipt membership, you get unlimited orders, zero delivery fees on orders over $35, exclusive deals, and even the option to request your favorite shoppers again. Download the app or order at Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
The world moves fast. Your workday, even faster. Pitching products, drafting reports, analyzing data. Microsoft 365 Copilot is your AI assistant for work. Built into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and other Microsoft 365 apps you use. Helping you quickly write, analyze, create, and summarize. So you can cut through clutter and clear a path to your best work. Learn more at Microsoft.com/M365 Copilot.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, a pleasant Monday. The post-game podcast. Al and Jerry. Al.
Oh, hi there, Jerry. One of my favorite topics came up on the program today. That's urinating and bathrooms and toilets and all those sorts of things. They did a lot of talk on the Boomer and Geo show about men who, this was news to Geo that men would sit down and pee.
We've talked about it a little bit on this podcast, but I don't know anybody that does it.
Yeah, I do actually. A number of friends, reached out during the show, men who do. They don't sit down to pee normally, but in the middle of the night when they go in to pee, instead of turning a light on, which could be quite jarring, they don't want to pee on the floor or drip anywhere, so they sit down to pee. I've never been comfortable sitting down and peeing. Sometimes when you are doing the other thing, when you sit down on the toilet, Jerry, doing a number two, and you have to pee while you're doing that because your body's just like, let's get everything out at this moment.
You just sounded like Ted Knight.
Monroe.
The number two.
Cosmic Cow. Mm-hmm.
That was funny.
But those girls on the Too Close for Comfort, they were sexy.
Yes, they were.
The daughters? Oh, my.
Living downstairs or upstairs from their parents?
I don't know.
You remember?
The blonde one, though. Oh, she was great.
Yeah, she was cute.
Yeah. She's probably 95 years old right now.
Well, that show was, what, 1984?
Yeah, 83? Who knows? I don't know.
Because I was a kid when that show was on.
Me too. Monroe.
What's so funny about that too is when you think about he was from the Dick Van Dyke Show. I didn't know that as a kid. I just knew him as that guy. I didn't know him from Caddyshack because I was too young.
Yes.
And then when you learn all these things, so I was, 1980 to 83.
Too Close for Comfort.
Yes. Too Close, six seasons. Eight, I don't know how, 80 to 83. Oh, and then again, 84 to some whatever.
Oh, they came back. They made a comeback.
Yes.
The Cosmic Cow. Yeah. That was a good show.
Oh, I'm sorry. So it was three seasons, then a three-year syndication run, whatever that means.
Oh, okay. So then they just reran it.
Yeah.
All right. Good for them. Yes. So what were we saying? So some men sit down to pee just at night.
Right.
So that they don't have to get drips on the thing. I will also say that I probably get up once a night to pee. Okay. At what point do you think it becomes excessive when there's a problem?
Well, so for me, I was even fine with a. I look at the weekend, where I usually sleep 8 hours. Once on the weekend, even once during the week is fine. To me, I need to be able to sleep a stretch of at least 4 hours to feel like I'm okay. To me, it got to every 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't think someone getting up in the middle of the night is unusual at all, once. Two, when it becomes steady, I think you have to realize something's starting to go on. For me, it went from, you know, we only sleep 6 hours. I go to bed at like 8:15. I get up at 2:30, 2:40, so maybe 6 and a half, I suppose. So if I lay down and I don't get up till midnight, that's fine. But then I don't want to get up again. You know, if I have to get up, if I have to go when I get up, that's fine at 2:45, no problem. My night's over. But I think once you get to two, you got to start to take it a little seriously to make sure everything. And once it hits three, you're probably starting to have an issue.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think three times in the night,
it's a problem.
Two times is questionable. I think one time, normal.
Fine.
I also found myself thirsty at night before I go to bed. I'll drink like a glass, drink like a half a glass of water, and then I end up going to sleep, which is probably not great.
Right.
But I also think that the part of like, sometimes I get up in the middle of the night and I have to pee, but I just roll over and don't pee.
See, I can't. It's just uncomfortable.
Like my body feels like it's still, like I feel like I have to urinate, but my body's going, we're kind of still asleep. I think if you fall back asleep, you'll be fine.
Right. So in my case, my head is telling me, you'll be fine, go back to sleep. And my body's like, get your ass up.
Mm.
You're not going to go back to sleep. And I can't do it. I can't fight through it.
Yeah. Then the other thing is, I do think your body is still in sleep mode. Like you won't pee your pants. So your body does know when it's sleeping not to urinate. So sometimes when you get up, it's like sometimes I'll be like, could I just roll over and go back to sleep? Or I'm like, I'll get up. And I feel like my lower half of my body is still asleep.
Hmm.
So when I go to pee, it doesn't want to go right away.
Takes a moment.
But I blame that more on my sleep, my body being asleep versus a prostate issue. But maybe I'm just convincing myself otherwise. Because if I go to the bathroom right now here at work, it's a nice flow.
Right. So if you read, though, a lot of the issues at night are different, like your habits are different at night than they are during the day. Like during the day, you could probably drink, you know, two bottles of water and you'd probably be good for a few hours. Drink two bottles of water before you go to sleep, you might be up three times.
So what are they saying the reason is?
It's, you know what? I don't know that I've ever gotten a reason on it. Just that nighttime, your body, it's the way the body processes the sugars and all the things in your blood and the way your kidneys, you know, basically filter stuff out. That's, I guess, when your body's repairing itself. So different things are going on as opposed to during the day when you're awake and around.
What about women? They get up to pee in the middle of the night.
Sure they do.
But we never think like, oh, you've got urine issues or whatever.
I mean, do you know of a woman that gets up every hour? I don't.
No, but they do wake up, right?
They do. Yeah.
So is there something wrong with their vagina? I mean, if we're going to point the finger at our prostates,
Shouldn't we
point the finger back at the vagina? That's my question.
If you want to point your finger, go for it. I would say we would need to have a urologist on or a gynecologist on to get those answers.
I'd like to have both on and have them battle it out.
We got two seats here. We could do that.
Gynecologist versus urologist. The battle.
We could fight. Let them fight.
Yeah, let them fight. So while I do not sit down to pee in the middle of the night, I also do not turn the light on like Gio does. It's too jarring. I will hover. I could see there's enough light coming from the window that I can see where the bowl is.
Yeah.
And I will hover above it. Now, do I drip? Yes, I do. Because I told you, there are times when I'll start to pee and I'm like, I'm not hearing any water. Where is this going? But if you're just above the water.
Yeah.
In the tank, you also don't really hear.
Right,
if you hit the bowl. Mm-hmm. But even the inside bowl, which is fine because it goes into the water. But you don't really know.
That is true.
Until the next day when the light of day
hits. Behind the bowl. Wow, I must have really missed.
Huh. No.
We have pretty good light. It's nothing like turning the light on. But the bathroom in my bedroom has really good light coming in from the deck outside.
Yeah.
So while it's not lit up, it is not pitch dark either. You can see.
Yeah, I think if you had a nice dimly, you know, you have those soft lights.
Yeah, the little night lights.
Yeah, like a soft light. That's yeah. nice. That's not going to completely wake you up. As if you go in and turn a fluorescent light on. Sure. Boing, boing, boing. That's jarring.
One of the, you know, I mentioned the fact that I don't go nearly as much as I was after consuming this drink for, you know, 9 months now, whatever it is. The other thing, too, is when I do get up, because I still do get up once a night. That doesn't bother me at all. Once a night, I feel like I've been doing it for 15 years anyway, especially on these hours. You know, whatever, not a big deal. But I haven't, now it'll happen tonight, but I'll knock on wood, I haven't had any issues getting back to sleep, which has been good, too.
Like, yeah.
So I've been able to get back into that, you know, I don't know what kind of sleep cycles I really do have, but at least I feel like when I wake up, I did sleep. You know, sometimes you go to bed and you feel like you're just dozing. You're not sleeping.
Yes.
I haven't had one of those nights in a long time. I'm sure I'll get one soon, but I haven't had one of those in a while either.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Hmm. Yeah. And like just this weekend, I cleaned my bathroom. So mm-hmm. I was like, so then last night when I got up to pee, I was like, I'm going to be very careful. Because yeah. I just cleaned my toilet, the floor around right. it with the mop. I'm a mop. How often do you clean in bathrooms?
Oh, God. Kim's a lunatic.
She cleans out. Well, you got four yeah. people, three of them men.
Yeah.
Which is trouble for
she
a bathroom.
She cleans the bathroom. I mean, and I always tell her, I'll do it. But every day, the vacuum, the Swiffer, the mop, like, she doesn't stop.
You ever have a cleaning person come in?
No.
Yeah,
my parents had that.
My fear would be that I would feel they didn't do as good a job as
you're always
going
to feel they don't do as good a job.
You are, right?
I think if you bring your car to a car wash and you spend $9 or whatever it is, you get home, like, how did it miss that spot? But if you do it, first of all, if you miss a spot, so what? You did it. You put the time in. But when someone else doesn't, you pay for them to do it. You want the job done properly.
Yes.
Every little thing is going to irk you.
Yeah.
So if you hire a maid or one of these cleaning services, I see them advertised all the time now. Hey, first time, $19, and then you can sign up. And you know, they might kill themselves for 30 minutes in your home or 40 minutes, whatever it is. That one little patch of dust you see, though, you're like, what the hell am I paying you for? That's a tough business.
Yeah.
It's hard to please people.
And then the other thing is, because I'm sure this happens too for the cleaning services, is let's say you just happen to misplace something, but you discover your thing is missing right after the cleaning people. You think they stole
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. No doubt.
And you just misplaced it somewhere.
Because you have a stranger in your home now.
Yeah.
I know.
And are they get a key and come to you, or they come to your house and you leave?
Either way is acceptable.
Or waiting there is even weirder.
My dad refuses to let my parents are older. My mom's got, you know, a bad back, and so they've needed someone to come in and do it. My dad will make sure he is home. My mom would have no problem, very trustworthy. She would have no problem giving them the key. She feels like she knows them now. Not my dad. He's like, who are they? You know, and so he makes sure he's home. He doesn't watch over them, but he's around.
Yeah.
You know, which I understand too.
The only thing that really sucks when cleaning is cleaning the bathtub / shower. That sucks.
Well, the toilet's pretty terrible too.
But a toilet's relatively quick. You know, you put that thing in and with the scrubber.
But if you got to go clean, I'm sure not everyone takes care of their bathroom.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that these people don't run into a bathroom or two.
Oh,
that is
the cleaning
just
people.
Gross.
Yeah.
The shower is bad too. I agree with you. But the toilet, man, that can just be
like
brown stains on the bowl, and it's up to you to scrub them out with. It's not even yours.
Could you hire a cleaning person just to clean your bathroom?
I'm sure you could if you pay them. I'm sure you could.
Like I say, hey, I don't need you cleaning up the kitchen. No, we don't need it. I like the vacuum, but this cleaning my two toilets and my one shower, I'm not in. I can't.
Number one, as long as you pay the minimum, I'm sure they would come do it.
Yeah.
Number two, I mean, could you really insult them any worse? Like, it's beneath me, but I'll pay you to do it.
Yeah. This is definitely below me. I'm very, I'm well above that. Mm.
But I think you could, yes.
You could, yeah.
I do, absolutely.
This is the other thing that when you're going to clean your house, where you think, oh, I'm so glad I don't have a mansion.
It's a lot.
There's a lot to clean.
It is a lot.
A lot of bathrooms. Like sometimes you'd be looking at houses online, you'd be like, look at this place, five bedrooms, five full bath. Yeah. Like, that's five full baths. You got to clean.
Mm-hmm. And you better do it every week.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
I also think people that have multiple showers in their house,
yeah,
unless they have a lot of people, are only using the one shower because they don't want to have to clean the all the showers.
You might be right about that. I mean, you've been in Colts Neck enough. I mean, you see some of these homes. Hey, you got the money. That's amazing. Good for you. What are you doing with a 8,000 square foot house?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
It just seems like overkill.
I had in Basking Ridge, and when I lived in Florida, I had two bed, two bath condos.
Okay.
And I never used the second shower.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, you're by yourself. Never had a girl stay over, use the other shower?
It would be rare that someone would use the other shower. Like my parents come visit when I was in Florida, they would use that shower.
But you had what you like.
Yeah, you'd also didn't want to dirty two showers.
That too. More to clean.
I also had this, my shower in Basking Ridge had this situation where no matter what I did, water got on the floor in the bathroom.
Mm.
Like there was no way, I don't know.
That's interesting.
This I run into this anytime I go to a hotel that has a sliding
door. How about the ones that leave them open now?
Yeah. And it's
water all over the place.
Yeah, it's always a flood.
I know.
Every time there's a glass door in a shower in a hotel,
yeah,
even the ones that open, they not don't seal not properly. Slide, they don't seal properly. I know. And I open it, there's a flood. I'm like, the cleanup service in the hotels, every room is like this.
Yeah, and you would think they're annoyed.
Yeah, like, oh, we got to fix this.
I know. It is funny.
Damn shower door.
Oh, yeah.
It's disgusting. Here's something completely different, Jerry,
okay.
But I've noticed this. I listen, I consume a lot of podcasts.
I've heard.
We used to listen to a lot of radio programs, a lot of long-form talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
People who were drug addicts at one point or alcoholic, they love to tell you the great times they had while doing it. And it seems weird. It seems like you're telling these stories of these great wild times you had while you were doing drugs. And now you don't do it anymore.
They're probably bored.
So they're just reliving the old fun days that they thought were fun?
Well, I'll ask it to you this way. If you were the type in Tampa to where you like to drink vodka on Friday and Saturday nights, I'll just leave it there, not during the week, but you were out drinking vodka and your nights were going to 3-4 o'clock in the morning and you were seeing bands you liked, man, once every week, pick the night you were spending the night with a different girl and you were just living it up.
Score more with the college branded Venmo debit card and earn up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash. Got paid back? With the Venmo debit card, you can instantly access your balance and spend on what you want, like game day snacks, gear, tickets, and more. The more you do, the more cash back you can earn. Plus, there's no monthly fee or minimum balance. Sign up now at Venmo.com/collegecard. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Select schools available. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply at Venmo.me/stash terms. Max $100 cash back per month.
And then you realize you had an issue and you went from that to completely sober. And instead of going out Friday and Saturday nights now it was about meditation and watching television. The person that got drunk and was into those wild times is kind of dead. So I think some people really do. I could be wrong about this, but I would think some people like that battle with the change in lifestyle and what they were and now what they are. It's just different. I mean, you're living different lives.
Yeah.
So especially if you, and this is going to sound really horrible. I believe there are some people that are recovering alcoholics that don't want to be in recovery. They don't find life fun. And that's tough. The ones that do want it and do it, and man, you praise them, and that's amazing. But I would almost guarantee there's people that don't want to be sober.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't saying that's good, but I think that's probably the reality of the situation for some.
Yeah, I also find like people that were addicted to drugs and alcohol, they stop, they mm-hmm. sort of become addicted to other things.
Right.
Running.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Coffee.
Right.
They find another thing that they put all of their energy into.
Sure. Like and with an addictive personality, that's how they do become unbelievable in whatever they choose to do.
Yeah.
You know, do you ever see Goodfellas?
Yes. That one I did see.
Remember at the end when he's living in, like, you know, Nevada or wherever they put him, and he's a nobody? And it's just, again, this is not right. I'm not saying this is you want the life of a mobster. I'm not saying that, but it's different in that he went from this crazy, wild life where one day it's this, one day it's that, one day it's this girl, then it's this girl, then it's his wife, and then he's got this party, and man, there's so much action. And then he goes to just being a normal guy in a normal development, living a normal life.
And you can't even tell your stories.
Oh, in that case, you can't. But like, that's kind of similar in a way. The come down is ridiculous to what you were used to.
You know? That's
true. It's gotta be hard.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know. That is a difficult switch to make.
And man, anybody who's going to do and training for an Ironman, that is something wild going on in your life that you are trying to focus away from.
Is the real the 27-mile marathon.
Yep.
Was it 54-mile bike ride?
Not sure of the exact
thing. Might
even
be more than that, actually. And then the swim
and the
is
swim,
crazy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's...
I mean, in order to do that and the training involved in that, you have got to dedicate your life to that.
Yeah.
It just seems like that's the type of thing where if you are trying to change up your entire life, you'd be like, I need to get away from this current life I'm in. I'm going to run an Ironman. Mm-hmm. And then you do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'd like to talk to about that? Guy Adami ran the Ironman.
Did he really?
Yeah.
God bless him.
Not long ago.
And how old is he? He's got to be in his 50s, right?
I would think so, yeah.
Say, what is the actual Ironman competition?
Yeah, the Ironman. And then you definitely get an Ironman tattoo because that's an accomplishment if you run the Ironman.
So it's a two. Wow. The swim is 2.5 miles.
In the ocean, open water swim.
I said 52 miles for the bike ride. Yeah, try 112 miles.
For the bike?
112 miles.
What order you do? You go swimming first, then you jump. I know the run is last. The marathon
this
is last.
This doesn't say it. It just says the world's most challenging single-day endurance race is consisting of a 2.5-mile swim, a 112-mile bike ride, and a 26.2-mile marathon run. We did the mini triathlon years and years ago with Tracy and Craig. It was the swim.
Yeah.
It was a 10-mile bike ride. And then the run was, I don't remember, 3 miles, I want to say.
Like a 5K.
Something like that. Yeah, that's what that was. So, but this is insane.
Yeah, that's wild.
112 miles on a bike. Holy crap.
Yeah, I think it is the swim first. You get out, hop on your bike, and then let's close this out with a full marathon.
That is crazy. Yeah, it's you know what it does say? Says the swim typically held first in open water, bike usually done immediately after the swim, and then it says the run concludes the event.
Yeah.
Damn. That's pretty wild.
It must feel pretty good, though, after you're done with that as an accomplishment in life.
I would say so,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
You hang that medal up, you get the Iron Man tattoo.
Well, I mean, you think about most people train, how hard they train just to run 26 miles for the marathon. Now you're adding 112 miles on a bike and a 2.5-mile swim?
Yeah.
Holy crap. You know what 2.5 miles in the water is?
Seems difficult.
Yeah. It's beyond difficult.
I started going back to a gym in my town.
Yes.
I've been probably going 4 weeks now. And it's a kind of a muscle guy gym. It's not It's not a wuss gym.
How many days a week are you going? Five?
I was going 3 days, four days. So I went Saturday morning and I was there quite early, maybe six o'clock.
Wow.
And an older gentleman who was muscular goes, hey, new guy in the gym. I go, me? He goes, yeah, new guy in the gym. What's your story?
Really?
Yeah. He was very, very nice, older guy.
Okay.
Very nice, very encouraging. He said, you know what I didn't like? Because we still always think we look younger.
Right.
And this guy was an older guy. He goes, biggest thing. Though he goes, don't overdo it. Guys our age shouldn't do that.
Did that jar you a little bit?
It did. Yeah. It jarred me a little bit because I wanted them to say, like, what are you, about 30? But that didn't happen.
No, it went the opposite way.
Yeah.
Of course, the moral of the story is you think the guy was 72. He was really 48.
Well, I said to him, I go, how long have you been coming here? He goes, 45 years.
Wow.
45
Does he own the place?
No.
Wow. How about all the money he's paid that place?
Yeah, over the years.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That place has been around that long.
I guess so, yeah. 45 years.
That's impressive.
Yep.
That is very impressive.
Yeah. So I kind of felt like, you know, because you go different times. There's, I guess there are, in smaller gyms, regulars that you see all the time. And in a smaller gym, it's more likely.
It's built into their schedule.
Yeah. But he was very encouraging. He said, make sure you keep coming back.
Very nice.
Yeah, that was really nice.
You guys go for lunch?
We didn't. But he's right. You can't overdo it when you first go back because you don't want to look like a total wuss.
Right. But if you overdo it, you'd be paralyzed for a week then.
Yeah.
As your muscles are torn to shreds.
Yeah, but you feel like a wuss when you go.
I know.
I can really only put this much weight on the bar.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. But
yes, it is.
Then you also got to think like, yeah, I'm never, and I'm an observant person who wants to find things wrong with people. So you would think I would be looking at somebody going, that's all the weight they could push? And I don't even do that. So if I'm not doing it, other people aren't doing it in the gym either.
Good to know.
Right?
When I lift weights with you, I don't have to worry about being shamed by
you. I'm not going to shame you.
All right.
It's important that you just go, Jerry.
Yes, it is.
That's what I say.
That is true.
All right, let's do the warm-up program. Now, we did that at 5 a.m. this morning.
We did, correct.
And we'll be back tomorrow also at 5 a.m. Now, this week, you'll be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yes.
And then I've got CeeLo Thursday, Friday.
I believe so.
Okay.
Sounds right.
Wow. So this is interesting. So Eddie's out.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of Thursday podcast. I have Eddie out.
Right.
This would have been a great time to interview Rami. Rami will be out.
Oh, okay. So do the podcast with CeeLo. He never gets a chance.
Maybe I'll see if Ryan Hurley, the boss.
Oh, there you
now,
go.
The last time I asked him to do a podcast, he
said no.
He said no.
Okay.
Because I want to interview him about radio.
Yeah, all right.
Really grill him, Jerry.
Okay.
I'm going to think about this. Maybe I got to think of like who would be a good person to interview.
I would be interested in the Ryan Hurley podcast.
Yeah, me too.
I would.
Like how he went from at ESPN, he was a producer.
Yeah, to a program director.
To program director. Yeah. Then coming here, a program director.
He's worked with a lot of personalities.
Yeah.
Good insight.
I'll see if he'll badmouth any of the people currently working here. That would be awesome. All right, Jerry, warm-up show next. So,
what's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
President Barack Obama.
Virginia, we are counting on you. Republicans want to steal enough seats in Congress to rig the next election and wield unchecked power for two more years. But you can stop them by voting yes by April 21st. Help put our elections back on a level playing field and let voters decide, not politicians. Vote yes by April 21st.
Paid for by Virginians for Fair Elections.
Draft season is here, and the Commanders are getting closer to decisions that could shape this roster for years.
Do they go get an impact playmaker? Do they finally fix the defense? This is how teams build it the right way.
That's what we're reporting every day.
I've been in that locker room. The type of players you bring in now changes what the team looks like on Sundays.
On B. Mitch and Finley, you get real reporting plus a former player's perspective.
Straight football talk, no hype.
Follow and listen to B. Mitch and Finley on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
April means draft month. Commanders rumors, mock drafts, and the big decisions all getting picked apart.
Will the Commanders go get another playmaker on offense or finally fix the defense?
The Caps are pushing for the playoffs, and every game suddenly feels like it matters.
And Nationals baseball is underway, too. Early signs, lineup questions, and who's starting to figure everything out?
We just say what we think every morning.
Follow the Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.